Well, let me pray. Almighty God, this weighty day, would you speak to us afresh of Jesus' sacrifice for us and his victory won for us. And we ask it in his mighty name. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed, I don't know if that's the right word, but the weightiness of those two full chapters from John's Gospel, chapters 18 and 19, read in entirety as we consider this amazing day and what God did for us in Jesus on that good, good Friday. We've had two full chapters read, but I today want to focus on just three words from those readings. And here they are. It is finished. You could also translate that as it is accomplished. Job done. Now, often we measure a life by what has been accomplished, don't we? We want our lives to count for something. We want what we did to last beyond the time that we have here on earth. But Jesus' last words from the cross, "It is finished," is a much bigger statement than just that. It's not simply a moment of assessing the impact and influence of his life before he died. Yes, I achieved something in this life. No. This is a definitive statement. My mission here on earth is complete. The job God sent me for is done. I have accomplished everything that God the Father sent me into this world to do. It is finished. So what has been finished? What has been accomplished? What job has been done? Well, in all honesty, I think we will be pondering the answer to those questions for well into eternity. I'm not going to try and cover it all today, but I want to focus just on three things and explore them. Job done. Everything the Father willed. Job done. The Father's heart fully revealed. And job done. The world redeemed, paid in full. So let's just focus on those three things. It is finished. Everything that God the Father wanted Jesus to do is done. Jesus' passion, his life goal, his getting out of bed in the morning was to do the will of the Father. He said it earlier in John's Gospel in chapter 4. He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." My food, the very thing that sustained Jesus, was to do God's will. It's what got him out of bed in the morning. And now, from the cross, Jesus knows that all that he has taught, all the healings that he has performed, all the living out God's righteousness, all the relating to people who would come to him, and now ultimately his death in the place of sinners, all that the Father had willed is finished, fully obeyed, and perfectly completed. In Jesus' life, in his ministry, in his death, the Father's work, the Father's will is accomplished. It is finished. The second, it is finished. God's heart for the world has been fully revealed. God's heart made known both his holiness and his love. The Father's heart revealed as Jesus in his death showed like nothing else could just how serious God takes sin. Just how seriously God takes our sin and our wrongdoing and thinking and speaking. God's holiness is so pure that sin cannot, must not be overlooked. It must be paid for. It must be punished. But that God sent his own Son to take this punishment. That God gave Jesus, the one who was with him before the creation of the world, to pay the penalty for yours and my sin, shows simultaneously the greatness of his love. Only love, as Andy just so beautifully explained in that kids' talk, only love would motivate God to send his beloved Son to die in our place, to die the death that we sinners should have died. It is finished. Jesus' life, his ministry, and ultimately his death in our place showed like nothing else the fullness of the Father's heart in both his holiness and his love. And thirdly, it is finished. The world is redeemed. The world is saved. Not that everyone in this world will respond. Not that everyone in this world receives this free gift that is offered. But nevertheless, all that is needed for the world to be saved has been finished, accomplished, job done. Friends, there is nothing left over to owe or to pay to God. Jesus' death has paid the price for our sin, for our rebellion, and paid it in full. He has done everything necessary to buy back sinners to God, to release sinners from the captivity of sin. By the blood of Jesus, God has purchased people from every language and nation and tribe to be his own. It is finished. The world is redeemed. There is nothing left over to pay. Jesus' life, Jesus' ministry, Jesus' death has done at least those three things. It is finished. Mission accomplished. Job done. So what then is to be our response? We who sit there and hear this truth ringing out. We who sit here and hear that there is nothing left that we have to do. What is our response to be? Friends, trust him. Simply trust him. Jesus has paid it all, and so it is all done. So trust him. Receive this gift of forgiveness and redemption. Receive the new life that God in Jesus has bought for us. It is accomplished. Jesus has done it all. So trust him. Ask him to save you. If you haven't done that yet, ask him today. Jesus, save me. I want to trust you. It is finished. What's the ultimate proof that Jesus in his assessment was right? That the mission really was done? That the job really was finished? It sounds good as the last words on the cross, but what's the ultimate proof? It's Easter Sunday, isn't it? Easter morning. When God declares, so it was finished. Jesus is raised to life again, never to die again, and so always able to forgive us, always able to save us, because death could not hold him. So friends, trust him. It is finished. Amen.